When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Rami Makhlouf.
You don't want to overreact. You know, you want to keep perspective.
Nah, screw that. Hit the music, Robbie. Hit the music. Let's go.
Let's go. Fit the man for a gold jacket.
For those who don't like our people, that's tough. We like them.
Live and local on 670 The Score.
Go Bears.
Oh, those were much happier times. It is Rami Makhlouf with you for the next 3 hours on the Score Evening Show here on a Friday night. And obviously lots of Bears talk to come in the next 3 hours, including Hub Arkish, executive editor of Pro Football Weekly. And of course, you know him as NFL insider for us right here at the Score. He'll be here at 7 o'clock. Chuck Swirsky, voice of the Bulls right here on the Score and the Bulls Radio Network. He drops by at 7:20 and talks some Cubs. The Sammy Sosa apology, apparently upcoming reunion. What are they doing this offseason? We'll get into all of that with Andy Martinez for Marquee coming up at 8 o'clock. Got Tyler Buterbaugh on the other side of the glass. And, of course, always want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. And this whole first hour is for you, the listener, to drop in on the phone line. You can get in on the text line, 312-644-6767. Tyler asked me, you want to guess for that 6 o'clock hour? I said, no. I want to talk to Bears fans. So don't let me down, Bears fans. Jump on the line, 312-644-6767. And the question I wanted to ask you, Bears fans, out of the gates is, what is the timeline now? What is the Bears timeline now? 312-644-6767. And this question popped into my mind. I told you Hub is going to be here at 7 o'clock. I hosted 3 hours with Hub on Wednesday night, and this question popped in. It just, you know, we were just talking about the Bears and the Ryan Poles situation and how safe he should be as the general manager, and the words just came out of my mouth. What's the timeline now? And my brain is so broken from the internet and social media and just, you know, group chats with your friends that I think in GIFs now. I don't know if this happens to anybody else. Tyler, does this ever happen to you? Do you think in GIFs? I just think in GIFs, just images, like 2.5 second images just flashing through my head is how I think now. It's not even words. Do you get what I'm saying? Okay, Tyler is probably busy right now. But the GIF that popped into my head was, I think, I've never seen it, but I know the context of the GIF. I think the movie is Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey. And he's looking through a window at his future, and he's banging on it and screaming, no. And when I was asking Hub that question, what's the Bears timeline now? I could see myself 5 years ago, pounding on the glass and seeing myself asking that question and going, no, because we keep doing this. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. If somebody could confirm for me that that's Interstellar without telling me, oh, you have to see it. I know I have to see it. I just haven't yet. But if you could confirm that the movie that I'm referring to with that GIF is Interstellar, 312-644-6767, drop us a text. But we keep doing this over and over again with these regime changes and the shingled regime changes where you get a GM and then a year or two later you get a quarterback and then you got to fire the coach that the GM hired first and then a year or two later you got to fire the GM because he didn't get the coach hire right the second time either. Then that GM doesn't like the quarterback, so he goes and gets another quarterback and then he fires the last guy's coach and then he hires a new coach and then you got to go and get a new quarterback and then that coach didn't work, so you got to go hire another coach. Do you see where I'm going with this? We just keep living this loop over and over and over again. And every time there's one of these regime changes, I got people inside the Bears, in the media, friends and family who I talk about the Bears with, who want to tell me I need to be patient. Rami, you got to be patient. They just got a new GM. Rami, you got to be patient. They just got a new coach. Rami, you got to be patient. The quarterback is a rookie. You got to be patient. Well, you know why there's always seemingly a new GM or a new coach or a new quarterback that we got to be patient with? Because they can't get this stuff right. And now I find myself asking the question again and see myself from 2 years ago and 5 years ago pounding on the glass and saying, no, what's the Bears timeline now? 312-644-6767. I hate that I'm asking this question again. I wish it was very clear what the timeline was now. In year three of a rebuild, it should be very clear what the timeline is now. The timeline should be the Bears are at least a borderline playoff team this year, making us feel good about things. And then going into next year, they're a legit, relevant contender. A legit playoff team, that team that people are talking about making a deep run. Well, that's obviously not the case. So now they got to go and get a new coach, obviously. We all know that. They're going to get a new offensive coordinator. Might be the same guy. We don't know. It sounds like that's the way that they're leaning. By the way, I have a hunch who the Bears' next head coach might be. It dawned on me today. I'll get to that at 7:40. But now they got to hire a new head coach. Are we going to go into next year with a new head coach and a new offensive system and a quarterback in his second year? And who knows what other new pieces there are going to be, and more on that in a second. And people preaching patience. Rami, you got to be patient. Got a new coach, got a new offensive system. It's only Caleb's second year. You got to be patient. Things take time to develop. Not to mention, when you look at next season's schedule, and we don't know the order of the schedule yet, but we know most of the opponents. Tell me how this sounds. You already know about the division. I don't need to go through that. You got the Cowboys, the Giants, the Browns, the Steelers. That doesn't sound so bad in the NFC. But then in the AFC, you got the Bengals, the Ravens. Oh, and I forgot, the Eagles and the Commanders are our NFC opponents as well. That's in addition to the six games in the division. I don't see a lot of wins there based on what I've seen this season. Now, I don't even know who the next coach is or what changes are going to be made next offseason. But you tell me where you see a lot of wins there. And especially in a head coach's first year, maybe a first-time head coach's first year. And we're going into Caleb's second season, and he's going to be learning a new system. And people are going to be telling me, Rami, you got to be patient. Got to be patient. And then here's the real scary thing. Here's the real scary thing. Let's say next year really doesn't look good. Let's say Ryan Poles puts himself in the top three spots for longest losing streaks in the history of the Chicago Bears under his tenure, because he already has the top two. Let's say something like that happens next year. You know what you got to do, right? You know what you got to do. You got to fire Ryan Poles. You got to bring in a new GM, but you can't fire the coach. He only had 1 year. And you're not going to move on from Caleb, but this new GM is going to come in and be like, this isn't my coach. This isn't my quarterback. And we go right back into that cycle that I started this little rant with. So what is the timeline? What is the timeline? When can I stop being patient? My line this year, all year, has been I don't have patience for anybody in the Bears organization that's not named Caleb or Rome. And next year, guess what? They're not rookies anymore. I don't even have a ton of patience for them. Right or wrong? The patience has worn, not just thin, out. The patience has worn out. Because I'm tired of seeing this movie over and over and over again. Not to mention, you bring in a new coach next year. Not everybody who's here is going to fit in with a new coach. Not from a scheme standpoint and not from a get ready for it culture standpoint. Not every guy that's here is going to fit in with a new coach. Guess what? The culture ain't great right now. And there's a reason for that. And you can't pin it all on Matt Eberflus because he's not here anymore and the culture is still not great. You're going to have to weed guys out. Guys who maybe look like talented football players, but for whatever reason, aren't cut from the right cloth in terms of the culture, the tenor that you want to set, the tone that you want to set as a football organization and in that locker room and out on that field. A little bit of house cleaning is going to have to be done. So you're going to have a new coach, new system, new players, Caleb Williams going into his second system and his third play caller in 2 years. And we don't even know what this defense is, the way that they've fallen apart over the last half of the season here. So where are we back at square one? Where are we? And what's the timeline? For me, and again, I don't know if this is fair, but this is just where I'm at as a Bears fan whose patience has worn not thin, but out. I expect winning next year, man. I don't know if that's fair to the new coach, to Caleb Williams, to Ryan Poles, to Kevin Warren, to anybody who's going to go out and play for the Bears next year. I expect a team that can go out and win football games next year, even with that schedule that I gave you. Fair or not fair, whether I can find the wins in the schedule or not, time is up. I want a winning football team next year. I want a team that's at least sniffing around the playoffs. I want relevance. I want the Bears to be relevant again and not be a laughingstock, not be a punchline in this league. And just because you switch a coach or a GM or a quarterback every 2 or 3 years doesn't mean you get my patience. Get it right. So relevance next year, And then a real playoff team and a contender in 2026. That's it. That's all you got. And I'm even tempted, unless you want to fire Ryan Poles this offseason, I'm really tempted to add just one more year on his deal and give him those 2 seasons. Because then you can really reset after that. You can fire the GM, you can fire the coach that he brings in this offseason, and trust me, by the end of year 3, we're all going to have some real definite opinions on Caleb Williams. So I say give that whole triumvirate, did I use that word right? Give those 3 guys, Poles, Williams, and whoever the head coach is, 2 years for us to look at this thing and go, yes, this is headed in the right direction. This is a team that can really do some things. Because again, if you fire Poles next season, you're doing this whole staggered hire thing again, and you're really toying with Caleb Williams' future. Which, by the way, they've already set back. That's the other thing about this timeline. And I'm going to get to your calls in a second. I see you guys lining up there, 312-644-6767. They've set back Caleb's timeline. He's not where he should be 14 games into his NFL career. There's been progress, and I know there are going to be dips and valleys in any rookie quarterback's progress and production over the course of their rookie season. I understand that. But he has not taken the steps that he should be taking or that he would be taking if he was in the right environment. If he had some real coaching, if he had an offensive line that could protect him. Can't really say much about the weapons because we were all giddy about the weapons that Ryan Poles put around him to start the season. But you missed two crucial elements of building that nest you talked about for Caleb Williams and not getting him a sufficient offensive line and putting him in a terrible situation coaching-wise with Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron. So now you got catching up to do in the development of your franchise quarterback. You got a new coach coming in. You're going to have a new system. You're going to have new players. And we're going to hear that word again that we've been hearing so much as Bears fans for so long. Patience. Be patient, man. This is going to take time. You don't get that much patience. You get 1 year to get back to relevance and then one more year to be a real football team. And stop being a joke. That's where I'm at. How about you? What's the timeline for the Bears now in your eyes? 312-644-6767. Let's go to Aaron on the highway. Aaron, you're on the score. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Happy holidays.
Same to you.
I love your producer, man, but I got to ask you this here. You kind of answered the question and you ran a little bit, but I want to be clear. You're asking what's the timeline for them to be relevant or what's the timeline for them to win a Super Bowl? Because those are two different questions.
What are the steps? I mean, you're not going to go from, where they are now to Super Bowl. Give me the steps, the timeline that you see for this Bears team.
First of all, I didn't have them going to the playoffs this year. I did have them being relevant. I will tell you this here. I think next year, you're absolutely right. Next year, with the cap space that they have, since he is still under a rookie contract, with the cap space that they have, you know what the holes are. They're right there. They've been the same holes for the last 4 years. Offensive line sucks. Address it. Get a pass rusher. That right there, there's enough talent on this team. I'm not going to sit here and let anybody say that the Chicago Bears don't have talent. You're absolutely right. They need a better coach. They need better planning. But the talent is there, with the exception of the offensive line, which was never addressed, and a second pass rush. So I'm with you, man. They got to address it. They got to spend money now since they didn't draft it, and they should be relevant next year. Plus, let's just also be honest. I don't think Detroit's going to be good next year. They're going to blow it in the playoffs this year, and I don't know what Minnesota's going to have next year because we don't know who's going to be their starting quarterback. I mean, this guy is having a career season. That happens from time to time. This is the best thing that could have happened because you don't have to deal with Eberflus next year. So let's hire the right coach. You know what the holes are, and you're absolutely right, man. Next year, the Bears should be relevant. Knocking on the door or at least playoffs next year. You're absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with you on that. But I'm more worried about what's the timeline. 1985, bro. I'm still singing the Super Bowl shuffle. I had to watch the Bears lose the Super Bowl in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I'm an over-the-road truck driver. I need happiness in my life, okay? So, my patience is over with. I have no neck.
Thank you.
I have no hairline. Good luck.
Aaron, I appreciate the call. See what you did to Aaron? Do you guys see what you've done to Aaron and Bears fans everywhere? I'm out of patience, too. I think I've thinned, but the hairline is still strong. The hairline is still, I'm wearing a hat. I see Tyler just looked at me in the camera to see if I was lying or not. You can't tell because I'm wearing a hat. It's thinned on top, but the hairline is still strong. The Bears haven't pushed back the hairline.
Mine's starting to go. This whole season, mine's starting to go, man.
They might have something to do with that thinning I'm talking about, but the airline is still up there and strong. I don't got a five head just yet. What's the timeline for you? 312-644-6767. What's the timeline for this Bears team? When are you going to give them till to get back to relevance or contention? Give me the steps and how long you think it's going to take. 312-644-6767. Rami Makhlouf with you on a Friday night on the Score Evening Show right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
The last thing, the most important piece is we're going to take the North and never give it back.
We're back, live with more Rami Metcalf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's me, man. They are so far away from taking the North. It seems like every time I hear that quote from Ryan Poles, they're further away from taking the North because of the way that they've progressed or lack thereof and what the rest of the division has done. Asking you right now, what's the Bears' timeline now? 312-644-6767, because I think we all thought we had a handle on what the timeline was coming into this season. The last 2 years, we were looking at a rebuild. We saw a team that went to 7 wins last year, and we thought, okay, next step. The next step into relevancy as an NFL football team. If not playoffs, at the very least, relevancy as an NFL football team. But obviously, that's all been blown up. And now after we started this year with people preaching patience, I have a feeling we're going to have people preaching patience to me next year again with a new head coach, new players to come in and fit that head coach's system and culture. We're going to have Caleb Williams with a new system, and people are going to be preaching patience again. And guess what? No, I don't got it. I don't got it for you. This team needs to be relevant next year in the first year of a new head coach's tenure and in Caleb Williams' first year in whatever the system is next year and whoever is around him. And if you don't do that, well, man, we are going down a dangerous and very familiar timeline of maybe having to fire the GM next year, who's going to come in and inherit a coach and a quarterback, and I don't need to go down it all again. So what's the timeline in your eyes now? How long do you have patience for with this reset after year three of Ryan Poles' rebuild? 312-644-6767. I said in the first segment, because my brain is broken, I think in GIFs from, you know, the internet and social media and group chats and having this conversation, I feel like Matthew McConaughey in that GIF from Interstellar where he's looking and seeing his future and screaming no. And I wasn't sure if it was Interstellar. People have confirmed that in the text line, 312-644-6767. I thought he was looking through a window. Multiple people have told me he's looking through a bookshelf. And this from the 630, and it's a hard G GIF. This isn't peanut butter. It's graphical interchange format. I understand that, but the guy who invented it said it's GIF, and he invented it, so he gets to name it. You don't get to name it. He does. And he says GIF, so it's GIF. But that's besides the fact. From the 262, this should have been the year the rebuild was over. But from the top down, this has been a failure. I think there has been enough failure from Poles that could warrant him being fired. And there's a ton of that in the text line. Fire Poles, go the San Francisco Buffalo route and ask your new coach who he wants to work with for his GM, trade Stevenson, and contend in 26. This from the 219, Poles does not deserve another year. A lot of people are saying that. And I think you can make the case. And the other night when I was doing this time slot with Hub Arkish, who will join me at 7 o'clock, we went back and forth a little bit about Ryan Poles and whether or not he deserves another year, at least warrants a looking at this offseason, given where this Bears team is at after 3 years of his rebuild. But I think as strong an argument as there is putting aside the resume and the track record of what he's done as the Bears GM, because I think you can legitimately say it's a 50-50 split. Even if you're a Ryan Poles fan, for all the good he's done, it's 3 years of losing. And rebuilds don't take more than 3 years in the NFL. You can't find me an example of one that did and was on schedule. You can't. If you can, 312-644-6767. But at the same time, if you're a Ryan Poles critic, somebody could make the case with the state of the roster and the salary cap when he took over and where it's at now that they've made a lot of progress and Ryan Poles deserves a second coach. I see both sides of the argument. So put that aside for a second. And maybe the strongest argument to either fire Ryan Poles or add another year to his deal because he goes into next year as a lame duck GM is what I'm talking about right now, is the timeline. Because if you don't commit to Ryan Poles for the next 2 years and his job is riding on next season, well, now you're going to be bringing in a GM who already has a coach, who already has a quarterback, neither of whom he chose. And he's going to start going through the slow process of, if not a rebuild like we just saw, at the very least, a hard reset. And if Caleb Williams hasn't shown enough by then, that GM is going to come in here wondering if Caleb Williams is the right guy, wondering if that head coach is the right guy. And again, you're not on the same page in the three most important positions in your franchise, the GM, the coach, and the quarterback. So I really think the Bears got to go in one direction or the other with Ryan Poles this season. They got to fire him or they got to add a year to his deal. Simply so the timeline lines up and you can reset the whole thing in 2 years if it's not working by then. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Wisconsin and Jake. You're on 670 The Score. What's up, Jake?
Hey.
Hey.
I basically piggyback off everything you've said. It's the timeline is what's important, and I think it's got to be they have to fire Ryan Poles now. I don't really see anything on the resume that says anything other should be done other than, you know, that trade he made. We're going to be in year three finishing most likely 4-13, 11-game losing streak. It's not even the longest one we've had under him. It's just time to scrap it. The longer they wait, the longer it's going to be. If they hang on to him, like you said, it's just going to end in another disaster year. We're going to be waiting again. So I can't really give you a timeline unless they get rid of him. I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate the call. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him for saying, I can't give you a timeline unless they fire Ryan Poles, because it's hard, man. It's hard. And especially if they do neither of those things that I just talked about. They don't fire him, and they don't give him a contract extension. Because then you know next year his job is on the line. And now you know next year you might be bringing in a new GM to inherit a coach and a quarterback, as I just described. That's a recipe for disaster for everyone. And you know how I know that? Because we keep seeing it. They got to do one or the other. And honestly, I'm on the fence. I know that's not a great thing for a sports talk radio. Got to have takes. Got to have opinions. I'm just saying they got to do one or the other. They got to fire the dude or they got to extend his contract 1 year. I'm almost leaning towards the extension in a weird way. Even though I'm not the hugest Ryan Poles guy, I'm almost leaning towards the 1 year extension because Caleb is his guy. Whoever this coach he's going to hire is going to be his guy. So just tie them all together. Tie them all together and say, y'all got 2 years to figure this out. And if not, we blow the whole thing up and we get a coach, a GM, and a quarterback all in the same offseason. And they're all linked together as well. From the 262, isn't this part of the reason Kevin Warren was brought in to make sure the same process that has happened in the past doesn't keep happening? Yeah, I hope he sees it. I hope he's Matthew McConaughey looking through the bookshelf as well.
All right.
Wrong movie, but yeah. Is that a good movie, Interstellar? I don't know. It's one of those that people keep telling me I need to see. Doesn't make me feel like I need to see it whenever I see anything from it. I mean, other than the GIF. 312-644-6767. 847, if you give Ryan Pace 7 years, you got to give Poles at least 5 or 6. No, you don't. You absolutely do not. No. Why? Because you made a mistake once, you have to make almost as bad a mistake again? No. You look at your current situation and go, do we need change? That's it. That's it. Not, what did we do with the last guy? No. It didn't work out with the last guy. Timeline has to be Caleb's rookie deal. If you're not a perennial contender by that time, you lose all financial ability to become one. I think that's kind of what I'm saying. 312-644-6767. All the way out in Idaho, listening on the Odyssey app, is Marshall. Marshall, what's the timeline for the Bears now?
Hey, good evening. Great show. I say they get 1 year till they're in playoff contention. If they can't show that, then they've proven that they're building this wrong. Ryan Poles he would be in year two. This year, he only had a 1 year rookie quarterback isn't enough time to evaluate him. So I don't think we could fire him now with 1 year of a rookie quarterback play, but I don't want to extend him because this offseason is his draft. He has a chance to all those picks he's acquired. He's put everything into this year, the draft. He has to prove that he can build an offensive line. He has to prove that he can draft a defensive engine, a player that can lead the defense. And he's got to prove that he knows how to draft with all the picks that he's acquired. We don't need Keenan Allen back. I liked him when he was younger, but we need to drop him like he drops catches. And we need to draft or sign another wide receiver, a good tight end. I'm talking about Gerald Everett needs to be replaced, not Cole Kmet. We need somebody opposite of Cole Kmet. We need another good running back. And we need one more good defensive back or safety to fill in for guys like Tyreek Stevenson or our safety.
So Marshall, you're going to give him, let's say they have, and I don't know if they do, but let's say they have all the assets between money and trade assets and draft picks to plug all those holes that you just talked about. You're going to give Ryan Poles this offseason to do that, and then if it doesn't work in 1 year, next year you're moving on because you said you wouldn't give him an extension. All that's going to do is give the next guy more parts that he might have to change from Ryan Poles' tenure. If he doesn't like those guys that Ryan Poles brought in with all those moves you just talked about, he might have to ship some of them out and more of the guys who are already here.
Well, I think the reason why is next year he would have proven to us that he can't build an offensive line that can protect Caleb Williams. And then Caleb Williams is going into year three, and that's basically where we got rid of Justin Fields after year three. And yeah. So I feel like I would rather, instead of giving him a third year to then ruin Caleb Williams, I would rather give him 1 year and say and prove to us he can protect him, keep him upright, so he can complete those passes. And if our offense is running smooth, then we know, okay, Ryan Poles is still our guy, and then we extend him.
Marshall, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
I get what Marshall is saying. Like the argument, and again, put aside the resume or anything else, the argument can certainly be made that Ryan Poles deserves a second coach, that Ryan Poles deserves a second year with Caleb Williams. Absolutely. But when you talk about can he protect Caleb Williams, well, if you go another year asking that question, guess what? It might be too late. He could be hurt. He could be damaged in terms of his progress and development as a quarterback. Like I said, his clock and his timeline has already been set back when you talk about the development of Caleb Williams. For all the good we've seen, we should see more. And that's not a knock on Caleb. He hasn't been in the best situation that he could be in. just like every other Bears quarterback of my life. 312-644-6767. And Marshall brought up some names there who I don't even know if they're part of the future. We got to take a look at this Bears core, and I'll take more of your calls. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Rami Makhlouf, 312-644-6767, if you want to get in on the Score Evening Show on a Friday night right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I'm going to be joined by Hub Arkish, 670 The Score football insider, coming up at 7 o'clock. Chuck Swirsky, voice of the Bulls, at about 7:20. Talking some Bears with you right now at 312-644-6767, asking what's the timeline in your mind now for these Bears? We all got to reassess after 3 years of irrelevance. 312-644-6767. And I said before the break, that last caller, oh, I'm terrible at remembering names. I don't remember his name. That last caller before the break, he was talking about some of the guys that are going to be here. He brought up Cole Kmet and some other guys that are going to be here for this next regime, whatever it is. And it reminded me of an excerpt from Kevin Fishbane's mailbag today at The Athletic. And he was talking about this roster that Ryan Poles has assembled. And he says, while I'm not going to heap praise on a GM for merely selecting Caleb Williams number one, the trade with Carolina did get that pick. And there are other players on this roster who should make a transition to a new coach in 2025 easier than Poles. Poles acquired wide receivers DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, offensive tackle Darrell Wright, edge rusher Montez Sweat, linebackers Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards, and cornerback Kyler Gordon. He extended Jalen Johnson and Cole Kmet, keeping them in Chicago. He does add on, now just about every one of those players has been exposed for one thing or another during the losing streak. That's what happens in a historic losing skid, but that core is still better than what many teams have when they fire a coach. And I agree with Kevin, on paper, that core is better than what most teams have when they fire a coach, but they didn't have an 8-game losing streak because all those guys are great. And a new guy can just come in here and win with those. First of all, from a fit standpoint, I don't know that all these guys are going to fit with what the new coach wants to do scheme-wise. And the truth is, and I'm not going to name any names, and I'm not going to name any names because I'm afraid of anybody, but because I genuinely don't know, but there is something wrong with that locker room. There's something wrong with the tone, dare I say, culture, that's been set in that locker room. And I don't know if it's DJ, I don't know if it's Rome, I don't know if it's Darnell Wright, I don't know if it's Montez, I don't know if it's the linebackers, I don't know who it is, but there have got to be some guys in there, and probably some of them, since half the team is wearing C patches, some of them got to be wearing C patches who are playing their part in not setting that right tone or not setting the right culture, and they're going to have to be identified and plucked out as well, even if they're talented players. So there's going to be change, both for scheme fits and culture fits, with this new head coach. I don't know who's part of the core. Now, obviously, some of these contracts you can't really get out of. Some of them look better than others right now. But we don't know what the core is, which adds to the question of what's the timeline for this Bears team. 312-644-6767. Out to Wrigleyville and Jordan. What's your timeline for this Bears team?
So I would say with competent coaching, like there's a chance they can win 10, 11 games next year. They had a chance to win 10, 11 games last year. And, how many games did they blow this year because of incompetence? So I would say given the right coach, they have a chance, to turn it around pretty quickly. However, I don't trust that Ryan Poles or anybody else could bring the right coach in here. I don't understand how you chose Shane Waldron, who was terrible in Seattle, dreadful, and then you hitched your wagon to Shane Waldron. I can't trust the guy to choose the right people.
And I get that, Jordan. I'm right there with you. I appreciate the call. I don't know. Is this – see, you don't know. And it's hard to say after Matt Eberflus was fired, like what kind of microscope you can put these players under. I've been really hard on the players since Matt Eberflus was fired and what I've seen from this football team, and especially what I've seen from this football team from the standpoint of the energy that they go out there and play with. I remember in Thomas Brown's introductory press conference, he said football is a violent game that reports those, that rewards those who play it most violently. And I was like, yes, yes. Give me a helmet right now. Let me run through something. And I thought I was going to see that reflected in the football team. I thought along with Thomas Brown relaying that message and these guys looking around the locker room and looking within themselves and going, nobody to blame but us, guys. Let's go out there and play our best football. Even if we're outmatched, even if we're outcoached, let's at least play with a certain level of energy and excitement and tenaciousness and violence. And since then, they've been outscored 53-0 in the first half. That's not coming out with tenaciousness or tenacity and violence and passion when you're just getting housed in the first half of every football game. And like, we could look at it and for much of the season and go, what is Eberflus doing to get these guys ready? But you also have to put the disclaimer on it and disqualifier of, okay, but did we expect the coaching and the preparation to get better when they fired their head coach and made a guy who's never been a head coach, the interim head coach, who was just promoted to offensive coordinator 3 weeks ago? And also the human factor of, look, we all know this thing is over. And there is a certain amount of, I think, looking ahead. We've all heard the DJ Moore comments. I want to play those for Hub Arkish when he joins me coming up at 7 o'clock. I forgot to tell you that, Tyler. I want to play those DJ Moore comments talking about vacation in the offseason when we talk with Hub in a few minutes. There's a human element to all of this and guys kind of dialing it in for the rest of the season. I'll give you a quick example. I worked at a CD store a long time ago. Y'all remember CD stores? And our manager left. And they didn't give us a new manager. They told the assistant managers that they weren't going to be the new manager. So you had a bunch of people there working with no leadership, nothing to gain. And guess what? It got chaotic pretty quick. We weren't cleaning or alphabetizing the CDs. People were doing nefarious things in the bathroom that they shouldn't do and wouldn't do if there were a real manager there. You know what I mean? Things sort of start to fall apart.
It's that phrase, too many chefs, not enough cooks.
Exactly. Things can fall apart real quick when there's nothing to gain and there's kind of no teacher in the classroom. So we have to factor in all those things when assessing these guys. But I do know something is wrong in terms of the way that this football team is preparing and coming out for football games just based on the fact they've been outscored 53-0 in the first half the last 3 weeks. And we all know that just continues and worsens a trend that's been going on all season. Got time for one more call before I talk with Hub Arkish. It's Nick in Joliet who's on the score. What's up, Nick?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in that I don't know if it's so much Ryan Pohl as I worry about Kevin Warren. I get a kind of a messiah vibe from him that he thinks he's the smartest man in the room, and I worry that he's meddling in football affairs when I know he was brought in to really focus on the stadium. And it seems like they're farther away from that on that front than they were when he came in. So needless to say, I worry that it's rot from the top. But hopefully with this next coach, I really hope they bring in an experienced coach who's been a head coach and not a coordinator. I think you're seeing it with Thomas Brown. We saw progress with the offense when he was coordinator, and then now with the switch to head coach, some regression. So I really hope that they get a guy who's done it before instead of a coordinator. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate you making the call, Nick. And you can make a call, 312-644-6767. I'm torn on that because I do want experience, but I also want an offensive-minded head coach, and none of the offensive-minded head coaches that are available, unless we're talking about trading for a Shanahan or a McVay, are offensive-minded head coaches. You're looking at, you know, the Vrabels of the world. And all due respect to Mike Vrabel, I want an offensive-minded head coach. I'm kind of set on that. We'll get back to your calls, your thoughts. Oh, and speaking of that, at 7:40, I had a hunch today. I have a hunch about who the next Bears head coach might be. That's coming up at 7:40 after I talk with Hub Arkish, coming up next from Pro Football Weekly. Of course, our NFL insider right here at 670 The Score. And Chuck Swirsky will join me right after Hub at 7:20. All that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of The Score Evening Show with me, Rami Makhlouf, right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.